Here's a handoff to Roger Gray, but a fake to Montana. Has an open man downfield. A great play to Brent Jones. He may go. He's in the 20. He's in the 15. He's in the 10. He stays in bounds. He got this. Touchdown, 49er.
Now back up Brian Murphy and Paulie Mack, better known as Murph and Mack.
Got Google Nest?
If so, listen to the sports leader at home. This is KNBR 104.5 at 6:08.
Hey, not to build this up too much, but I kind of think like all week long we've been building and building and building and building. I kind of view this like a pro wrestling. I'm not a big pro wrestling guy, but like if they finally bring out the star wrestler, like in the spotlight and the crowd's going crazy.
Wait, the pyro going.
And here he comes,
smoke.
Like the last guy.
Brent Jones.
That's Brent on the final Friday
backlit
segment.
Backlit Murph,
that's,
you know, right, the dry now. Ice machine.
Brent, I got you in those wrestling shoes in a black, one of those black trunks.
Crowd's going crazy. Holding up signs.
Red and gold trunk. How's that for an intro, dude? I'm building you up.
That's how we see this.
That is the best intro. There's more love and appreciation for me on the Murph and Mac show than PKB. Like, what the heck? I don't get that kind of love over there.
I'll tell you what, that's an accurate assessment.
You know the
that's
truth, BJ.
Torbert's the king of wrestling.
Yeah. Right.
You know the truth. Listen, they rent you, but this is home. I mean, this is home.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Your
this
spiritual
is home
is with Murph and Mac, yeah.
It's like when you go away to college, you're going to college with them, but you're going to always come home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're going to come home, right?
You know what I mean?
Sure. You know, you guys are the best. It's nice to hear both your voices. Man. And what a time to be talking.
Woo!
Yeah,
dude,
here
you
we
don't
go.
Understand how hyped we've been. Do you know who we've had this week? I got to just like go through. Well, we just hung up with Lee Woodall, okay?
Oh, so, man. Yeah. The great Lee Woodall. Yeah. Big stud out of the past. My era.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And right before that,
we had a bunch of your teammates.
And when we talked to Lee Woodall, we had just hung up with Merton Hanks.
Merton knows everything.
Yeah. He's got
Is
the
he
keys.
Your neighbor down there, by the way?
He was. Now he's back. Now he's back for some, you know, some weak college conference called the Pac-12.
Oh, dude. Don't tell me about it, man. That's a whole nother topic. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, when we hung up with Merton, we had just hung up with Jim Nance. So
come on. Yes. Now that is a buddy out of the past that's as well connected as any human being I've ever come across, more than presidents.
More than presidents. One of our early hits with him, he told us about his state dinner with the president and the queen of England. All right, so.
Of course. Like
oh, and by the way, Brent, I forgot the table had the prez, the queen, and Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
And
gentleman Jim Nance, of course.
Yeah. I'm sure. And they were asking Jim if he had any connections for any sweet deals, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, we talked to your man, Bryant. Freaking young.
Oh, how inspiring is he? Come on.
Good.
Yep.
Yesterday we talked to 63, the Deeser, Derek Deese.
See, people don't realize what a super sharp and funny guy Deese is. Now, what did you guys break him out of his, like, structured mindset? Was he trying to be too professional?
No.
Was he being
we got him
he
going.
Was loose. He was
we got
fun.
Him going. We opened
there
up by
go.
Praising his son. You know, his son was a
there
baller.
There you go.
We opened up.
He is. I actually sent him a text a couple times right after the season was over saying, hey, what's up with your son? What is he signing with an agent, whatever? And it took him a few days to get back to me, and I jammed him. I'm like, hey, dude, how many people are calling you asking about your son?
Yeah. Well, that's your position, right? I need to Brent Jones to be like the tight end guru coaching up Deese Jr.
There you go. I wish I knew a guy.
and he was great. You know what we got him going on was protecting T.O. standing on the star.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, I think of all the memories, and I haven't really forgotten about that one, but it hasn't been there because I wasn't on the team then. I obviously witnessed it a million times on replay.
Yeah.
But, that was a wild one.
Yeah, and then Wednesday, to kick it off, we started with your fullback, number 44, not Kyle Juszczyk. Oh, the guy out of Nebraska.
Oh, he's the best.
Time to circle the wagons.
Yeah.
Hey, Murph, Mac, let me tell you, this game's going to be about running the ball.
Pretty much. That's right. That's right.
The ball.
Hey, Brent.
You got to do your job. You got to execute.
Yeah.
You know what he said? He got on a roll in the middle of his speech. He goes, I actually think we're going to kick the S out of him.
Drop
and
the
he
actual
said the S,
too.
Oh, he
right
said
there.
Yeah,
right there on
so
the air.
And then we went to Jesse Sapolu. We called to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, that is a triple plus roster of history in this game. How great is that?
Oh, man. So we're ready, buddy. We are hyped. And I know, I mean, I'd love it to be an NFC Championship game. It's a super wild card game, but it doesn't matter. It's those helmets. And, you know, where are you at, buddy? How's your head?
Oh, this is the matchup that I wanted. When it was announced, I was super excited because I think that we match up tremendously with this team. Uh-huh. And I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm inundated with Cowboy crap all the time.
So I
respect them. And I have to say they've got some quality guys on and off the field. And yet they're on every week and you have to read about them and hear about them and overhear people talking about them. They can run hot and cold.
Yeah.
They can score a lot of points and they can look like they've never played. Mm-hmm. We've got to come out of the gates early on with strong defense and pressure on Dak. That sets the tempo. It changes their whole offense. They don't run the ball as well as they did a few years ago. And whether Zeke Elliott's not the same guy, I don't know. Whether the offensive line isn't, they've had some injuries, guys have been banged up, and the cohesiveness and the NFL's best unit, from 4 or 5 years ago,
right,
isn't that anymore.
Right.
And so from their offensive perspective, I feel like, man, we got to turn Bosa and Armstead loose,
right,
and we've got some guys that can do some damage. So we just don't want them to get off to a fast start. And that, because that changes the way that they play the game and it gives them confidence. And then, as you know, it engages the fans. Speaking of the fans, super, super paranoid that 49er fans are going to infiltrate Jerry World. And it's been awesome to listen to this week. There's been please on the radio. Hey, Cowboy fans, don't sell your tickets to 49er fans.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that they don't do what they did to the Rams. It's like, great. I'm just smiling in the background, just knowing. Because there's some 49er fans already embedded in the DFW area, so I think they're going to be surprised.
Man, I tell you what, Brent, I mean, it was good. It was good in the 80s and 90s.
Not like it is now,
but
though.
But it's something different, man. It's like you got what you guys created.
It's a newer phenomenon.
What you guys created is you guys created a bunch of people like me and Paulie who had kids.
And we got jobs, and now we spend that money to go watch you guys.
Or it's this next generation who heard, they grew up listening about Grandpa Joe and Grandpa Brent, what they used to do, you know?
Yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
It's, you know what, it's so great, the legacy and the respect that the current group shows the older guys. And you know what, Murph, it's funny because this legion of fans that have been created by the kids of your guys' generation,
right,
has been spectacular. And they know the names. They probably haven't watched a lot of video, but they're just like the current 49ers. Those guys didn't grow up watching NFL. They grew up playing Madden. And they didn't have time to waste 3 hours on a Sunday to sit and watch a game. And so it was a completely different dynamic playing football and knowing the history of the game. These guys are like, what, 49ers? Oh, yeah, I've heard of Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I guess they've won some Super Bowls. But and that's what's fun about the current generation of fans. They do know the guys that came before them, and they are aware of some of the accomplishments. And they're not going to sit and watch, VHS tapes, but it's fun. And like I said, the current group of guys, every time I've been around them, they've just been so gracious, so outgoing. This is a quality group of young men on this current 49er squad, and thrilled to be able to follow him and root for him through a topsy-turvy year for sure.
We got Brent Jones on the Yuma guest line, Paulie. Yeah,
I just wanted to pick Brent's brain a little bit. Brent Jones on the somewhat controversial quarterback we have here with the Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, there's a lot of voices all year. Brent, I know you heard him, and we certainly heard him here at the station about, you know, all his shortcomings. He throws a bad ball. He doesn't have a strong arm, et cetera, et cetera. However, this guy continues to pile up wins, and Brent, he's done it now. He's got a lot of experience in big games, and he has performed well historically in big games, and you don't have to look any farther back than last week to see that. So at this point, considering everything he's been through, and it's a lot, he's been through a lot and he's handled it well, what is your kind of view of Jimmy Garoppolo going into this game? The thumb doesn't seem to be a too much of a factor. It wasn't last week anyway. So Jimmy Garoppolo, Brent Jones, give me all your thoughts.
Man, I hope his thumb feels just like it did last week, because he looked pretty darn good to me.
Yeah.
There's always a throw or two that you'd like to have back. But I think we need to embrace Jimmy. And Paul, I think you said it very well. All he does is stack up W's. And he's a calming influence out there. You never see him get too high, and you never see him get too low. And he's probably the perfect guy in the huddle to kind of focus everybody, keep everybody going. We've got some young guys, some big playmakers, and they're looking for the veteran presence, and the veteran presence in that huddle is Jimmy. And so I think he's done a heck of a job, all things considered, with, you know, having the high draft pick, everybody saying you're going to be out of your job, everybody questioning you every week. I mean, that's got to get old. But he's just stayed the course, been very respectful, and you got to appreciate a gentleman like that. I mean, he's handled himself like a real pro,
right,
on the field as well as off the field. And so I think he's going to have a great game. It's super important for this 49er team to give him the time. We've got to pound the ball early like we have been doing. Third and manageable, he's going to do a great job. You know, he's got a quick release. We've got guys that can make things happen with the ball in their hands. Got to watch out. I have to say, I've watched a lot of Micah Parsons this year.
Yeah.
He can be a beast. He can be all over the field. You don't want him all of a sudden getting hot and coming through and coming to the quarterback and hitting him and stripping the ball. So we've got ball security, certainly with Jimmy and our skill guys. But if we give him time early, if we keep the run going, and I mean, we're not breaking any new ground here, but our running game is better than the Cowboys' running game. And I don't think their deep run defense is up to speed to be able to stop us. I think we're going to pound them. And then the play action is going to come in. We've got multiple guys we can get the ball to. I really feel like we're going to control the clock and control the game. And I'm looking forward to a big day from Jimmy. You know, we don't want him throwing the ball 35 times. We want to be running the ball 40 times and, you know, maybe 25 passing attempts, but they're going to be big, they're going to be crucial, and we've got the guys to make some big plays. So I'm fired up.
Swing by the hotel and just say everything you just said. Right? Swing by Saturday. Hey, last week
it's Friday and I'm peeking.
You know what I mean? Right? Exactly. Yeah. You got to lay low one more day. You were always good at when I covered you. You were always good at, your radar was up, hearing things from teams. You were aware of the bulletin board. That was one of your thing. It was one of your great things. Brent had great ears. And there's a theory now that the Niners are getting so much national love that the Cowboys are fueling on it. Like, oh, really? Oh, the Niners are the team you don't want to play. The Niners could make a run. And that it's maybe in some weird way that it could help the Cowboys. Plus that Michael Parsons quote about, oh, bullies? I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We bully the bullies. So any of that extracurricular catching your ear?
Well, that was the first one. It's like, okay, rookie, we know you've had a good season. We know you're a good player. You played in zero playoff games, bro.
I like it.
Like, you just keep it down the down low. I actually saw that that Bosa had said something either today or yesterday about, their tackles are beatable.
Yes, he did say that, man. Yeah.
And I love it, because what it does is I think it gets in their head. But in our day, Like, if you would have said something, Bill would have come unglued.
Yeah, right.
You'd be
right.
more afraid of Bill than the guy you were playing against. Holy smokes. Yeah. And George wouldn't have liked it either, I promise you, but Bill would have berated you.
Yeah.
That was just something that wasn't done back then. And so, you know, you guys, I really think just following this Cowboy team, obviously they've got a good record. They've scored a lot of points, but in some games they've scored not very many points, and they're anemic. And so I think they're a little bit in their own head.
Mm.
And the fact that everybody's saying the Niners are the team that you don't want to play,
yeah,
I don't know if it's going to motivate them or make them shrivel up even more.
So he's so good. I'd love it to see him shrivel up. That'd be amazing. So, and Nick Bosa, yeah. Nick's words carry weight. All right, bro, we got to let you go. Can't let you go without. Have you checked on Peacock streaming? Have you seen your guy 16, the documentary?
You know, when you're throwing out Peacock streaming and you got to go download that app, you know that you're committed to following your boy.
You know,
I actually texted him the night. Yeah. It was great. You know, all those things about Joe, and I didn't know most of them, and I've been around him a long time. And so it was a blast for me to sit and watch, to see his folks, you know, from years ago, so proud of their son.
Right.
And, you know, what an unbelievable story. And I was not aware of his struggles up the Notre Dame depth chart, and it was super compelling.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking to myself, like, how much longer can Dan Devine keep this guy on the bench?
I started getting pissed too.
Like,
Brent,
what the heck?
I know, Dan,
Dan,
put him in already. What else does Joe need to
clue.
Do? Yeah, I was getting
I was
all
getting
upset
a
too. Get
up,
a clue.
Like,
yeah. Get a
Joe
clue.
Brought him back from 21 points again.
I know, he did it again. And he goes, sends him back to the bench.
You know, Joe Schmott.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking?
Right. Right.
Yeah,
perfect, man.
Up.
Perfect.
It was a blast. I'm sure there's going to be some great shows coming up.
You're good. It's great to hear your voice, buddy. Don't peek on Friday now. Don't peek on Friday, all right?
I'm not peeking on Friday. I'm ready to celebrate on Monday, though.
Hell yeah. You are the best. We'll listen to
great
you at
to
the
hear
afternoon,
you,
boys.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Give Dan a big
all
hug, all right?
Thanks,
all right.
Bro.
I know you'd be ready. I know you're rolling. We're all rolling together. Let's bring this one home.
Number 84, mic drop. There he is, coming into the wrestling ring to close it out, Folly.
Great week.
Waterboy. Give Waterboy the...
Waterboy, stellar
Waterboy
week.
Like,
Copeson laid it down and said, don't come back unless you got Gentleman Jim. Waterboy said, Nance, not a problem. How about I bring Brent Jones, Lee Woodall, and Merton Hanks along, too?
Oh, and Tom Rathman, Bryant Young, Jez Eric. You know what he said? I'm just getting warmed up. There you go. We'll hand it over to Papa and Lund next on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.